He wants oversight of the documents. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump going to court to try and limit the Justice Department's ability to go through the documents seized in the raid on his Florida home.
The Department of Justice had said they removed 11 sets of classified documents, some labeled top secret, from Mar-a-Lago. Now, Trump's attorneys have filed a motion asking that further review of what was taken from his home be stopped until a special master is appointed in his case. The motion asks for more details about what was taken and that anything taken outside the scope of the warrant be returned. The court filings say politics should not get in the way of the administration of justice, adding that Trump is the leading potential Republican candidate for president in 2024. His attorneys add there was no need for such a search and details Trump's discussions with the National Archives for return of certain documents.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the judge in the case ruling Monday to reject a Justice Department motion to keep the entire affidavit in the case secret, but he will allow them to suggest what parts should be hidden before the affidavit is unsealed. Dr. Anthony Fauci has announced he'll leave his government jobs at the end of this year, 2 years sooner than he'd said earlier. Republican Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says if the GOP retakes control of either house of Congress, they'll subpoena the doctor to answer their questions.
We're going to ask him questions about gain-of-function research, why he didn't push back on China's lies, why he pushed back so hard on the possibility, which we know is now real, that the virus originated in a Chinese lab.
Senator Kennedy on Fox's Hannity. New emails obtained by Fox News Digital show that special climate envoy John Kerry engaged in several discussions with left-wing environmental groups before making policy decisions, but those emails don't show any corresponding talks with the fossil fuel industry, which President Biden, as a candidate, had promised to put an end to. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
New opinion surveys suggest nearly 3 out of 4 Americans are unhappy with the direction of the country.
Poll numbers showing a shocking number of Americans believing that the country is headed in the wrong direction less than 3 months before the midterm elections. We're talking about a whopping 74% of Americans say the country's on the wrong track, while just 21% believe the nation is headed in the right direction. That, according to a new survey from NBC News. 58% say they feel more worried that America's best years may already be behind us. As for the economy, it tops overall concerns with nearly 7 in 10, 68%, saying they think the country is already in a recession, despite the president's claims.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The midterm elections are now 76 days away. A South Dakota ethics board says it has found sufficient evidence that Governor Kristi Noem may have engaged in misconduct when she intervened on behalf of her daughter, who was applying for a state appraiser's license. The board hasn't specified what, if anything, they will do next. A sheriff's deputy in Oklahoma City killed in the line of duty Monday. Sergeant Bobby Schwartz and another deputy were shot while trying to serve an eviction notice. The other deputy now reported in stable condition. The accused shooter is in custody. In Georgia, a bus driver accused of drinking before taking the wheel and then crashing with students on board.
Many parents are speaking out.
He smelled like alcohol.
They're reacting to bus driver Jeffrey Tucker. He's accused of veering off the road and crashing with a vehicle full of elementary school students in his care on Friday.
And had that been anywhere else on this mountain, they would have toppled over.
Many are calling on the Pickens County School District to institute a better vetting process for bus drivers. Tucker is now charged with a DUI and 40 additional counts of reckless conduct. The school district says they'll conduct a full investigation.
Fox's Tom Graham, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.